feeling like I'm echoing. Am I echoing? So, so.
Does it sound okay? It sounds okay. How are y'all doing? Good. You know, change. They all like. When I mention the word change, it's the kind of word that creates a white glow from all of you. Change. Because everyone resists change. Amen? As Brandon was mentioning this morning, Pastor Brandon, about the change in weather, most of you were excited. But I also remember that last fall, some of you were excited that snow appeared. Came from the front corner in the side. As the snow melts, something happens. The snow melts away and our lawns show. That's called change. And on our lawns appears some kind of fungus-looking stuff that's kind of whitish and looks weird and kind of mats the lawn. That's called snow mold, in case you're wondering. Gives the rest of us allergies, and we suffer because of change. I'm so happy, aren't I? I don't think it's because we don't like change. We don't like being changed. And I know what I'm talking about. Because I broke down and I purchased a cell phone. I know it's, I've been hard adjusting to such a thing, but finally I found one that actually fits me. In fact, I got a picture of it. It's great. It's my cell phone. It's not much change for me, and it works well. So if you call me, or if I'm calling you, it may take me 20 minutes to get a hold of you, but I will be able to dial your number. You can take the slide off now, because they're just going to focus on that. Did you know that every day there's some kind of change that happens in your life? Every single day there's something that happens that will change you. Some you won't recognize. Some will be so painful that you will recognize. That first Easter, the disciples lived through some kind of change daily preceding Easter. There was always something going on for them. Jesus walks along, they're busy in their boats. He says, oh, hey, by the way, just get rid of everything and follow me. Now, that's not much to ask. Give up your job. Give up all your belongings and follow me. That's not much, is it? Give up everything in your life and follow me. Did they even know that what that meant was that every day you're going to be deepened in your life? I'm sure they didn't. You see, Lent is that period before Easter, prior to Easter, where we're supposed to give up something. I love that, give up. I gave up not even eating chocolate for Lent. That's what I decided. I'm going to give up not eating it so I can. But the reason why that happens is so that we can be prepared for victory. Lent is that moment where you give up something so that you are changed. I want to share with you this morning just one of God's many promises to us from the penmanship of Isaiah. It's a great passage, Isaiah chapter 43, as we talk about embracing change. Isaiah 43, a few verses. There is short yet powerful verses of Isaiah 43. But now, beginning verse 1, Isaiah 43. But now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not send you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Wow. Beautiful words. Wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. That could be a song. You know that? Embracing change reduces your fear. Have you ever had this happen? I had a lot of couples come through my office over my pastoral ministry. And I can remember this one couple. It was so cute. They came in to see me for just to talk. And he related a story to me. He said, life can be so frustrating every day. Every day. I said, oh, yeah. He said, like the other day, for instance, he said, I came home from work. It was a hard day. My wife said, get changed. Get out of your work clothes. So I went and I changed. I got into some work clothes and I came out and she said, okay, I want to change the living room around. I think we'll put the TV over there. This will happen over there. The couch, put the couch over there. That's where I want the couch. Yeah, I want the couch there. I want it facing the window. That's where I want the couch. I want the TV just kind of over. But I don't like the TV. It doesn't matter. Put the TV over there. We're going to try this out. So he spent the better part of an hour moving all the furniture, moving around. She was helping, getting things changed. Okay? They sit down. He's like, wow, that's good. Just a minute. I don't think I like the TV there. So let's put the TV over on that side. Let's move the couch over here. I don't like it facing the window. People can see us sitting there. Put it on this side. Let's change this around. So he gets busy. She helps. They move everything around. You ever been there? Move everything around. They move it around. She sits down. He sits down on the couch. He goes, whew, man, that's another hour gone. And she goes, yeah, and I don't like it. He goes, what? She says, I don't like this. Wait a minute, I want the TV over there, I want the couch here. And they're moving things around. They finally sit down, and he goes, whew, what do you think now? She says, I love this. This is perfect. It was exactly the same way when they started. He said, I get frustrated every day because something comes along and invites me to change. Doesn't that happen? Your child's piano teacher no longer provides public lessons, so you hire her for private tutorship. See? Change. Holiday trips aren't the same unless you go to the same spot, stay in the same hotel, and even the same room. We go to Minot, we have to stay at Select Inn, room 222. It's true. If you don't have 222, I say, I'm not coming. Well, maybe we can juggle things, you know? Eating chili, you need noodles. Grilled cheese sandwiches aren't so good without tomato soup. See? Change. There's no noodles for your chili. What are you going to do? Well, there's toast, she says. We don't want toast. We want noodles, but I don't have any noodles. I'll run to the store and I'll get some. The chili be burnt. It's okay. Rather have burnt chili or noodles. Even church. We must hear the right sound on the right beat on the right day or it just isn't the same. And the pulpit better be centered or everything's off base that day. Change. You know, for many years I thought leaders liked change and everybody else didn't. But then I came to understand that leaders don't like change any more than followers do. Unless, of course, it's their idea. If it's their idea, they love it. Mark Twain said, the only person who likes change is a wet baby. It's true. true. Just ask any baby. They'll tell you. Yeah, I appreciate that kind of change. We don't like change because change inspires fear. Change creates discomfort. Change requires taking new risks. Change also takes us to the next level in our relationship with God. Because you need to learn to rely on the Holy Spirit. And that may be new to you, but just get to know Him, and you'll be more than fine with change. Minion McLaughlin said it so good with these words. It's the most unhappy people who most fear change. It's the most unhappy people who most fear change. Change is one of the greatest attitude obstacles you'll ever face. Why is that? I mean, after all, doesn't progress require change? I mean, doesn't growth need change? We can't move forward and stay the same at the same time. Yet, we resist it. Why? I believe it's because we fear the unknown. We fear what is to come. Isaiah 43. This is what the Lord says. He who created you, He who formed you, don't fear, because I have redeemed you. Fear not. You have nothing to prevent you from changing. The first question that pops into our minds is how that change will affect us. And right along with those in those moments that we face change, we suddenly feel alone, we feel vulnerable, and people don't mind change, they just mind being changed. But when God is in your change, you have nothing to be afraid of anymore. I know that sounds almost too simple, doesn't it? But I know it's true. We have absolutely nothing to fear, nothing, when God is in our change. But what is so troubling, that's what's so troubling to the devil, is that he wants you afraid. He wants you to live in fear. And that's why God promises so many times throughout Scripture, do not be afraid. And I think we've got to change our mind about this. That's what Lent is about. Change your thinking so that you can look to the resurrection as you rethink. Stop thinking. Stop lamenting about your problem. Stop creating something that you don't even know is occurring. Stop creating havoc within this space between your head, for some of you. Start putting God in everything. Put God in your shopping. Put God in your pocketbook. Put God in your relationships. Put God in your friendships. Put God in your life. Take your Sunday religion. Start putting your religion in your daily living. And that would create a great deal of change in your life. And our fear would decrease if we did that. Ralph Waldo Emerson said it. He said, for everything you gain, you lose something. Even when change is good, we will give up things that are important to us. We will. A man from out in the sticks won a bass fiddle in a competition. It was a pie-eating contest, and he won. So they said, you get this bass fiddle. Do you like pie eating? Anybody eat pies? Did you ever win anything? This guy won a bass fiddle. Took it home, looked at the beginning of the music book that had come with it, and unfortunately the book had been damaged, and the only part that survived was one page. Showing the left hand, one position on the strings, right hand drawing the bow. Carefully placed his fingers, he drew the bow back and forth, crossed the strings, produced an awful sound. Thought it was the only sound he could ever make. Practiced every day. Drove his wife crazy. One day his wife went to a concert. Her seat was very close to the bass fiddle player. She was delighted by the sound that this guy made. She watched as fingers traveled up and down the instrument. The bow moved in various rhythms. It was beautiful. She was traveling home. She thought, how am I going to tell my husband about this? How am I going to communicate to old Johnny One Note the potential of his instrument? She knew that he'd be easily upset with this. And so it happened. The man was practicing. She arrived home. And so she, as all darling wives, said, honey, may I ask you a question? Sure, he answered. He was sawing at the string. She said, at the concert, I noticed that the bass fiddle player, he kept moving his left hand up and down. And the right hand, it moves slowly sometimes, and then it go really fast sometimes. And I'm curious why he moves his hands so much and does so many things while you keep your hands in exactly the same spot all the time. Well, that there's easy, he answered. That old boy's still looking for his place, and I done found mine. Yeah, that was definitely a groaner. But it makes the point. People avoid change in the same way. They'll do the same thing, groan after groan after groan. They'd rather put up with the groan than place something beautiful in their life. Fear not, the Lord says. Don't worry. Don't be concerned anymore. I have called you by name. You are mine, says the Lord. Now, don't you get some comfort in knowing that no matter what change you're walking through right now, God has not, will not leave you. Do you get comfort in that? We don't mind change as long as it doesn't affect us, but when it affects us, we'd rather lay on the couch and eat donuts and watch soap operas or Oprah. We don't want to get up and clean the house, that's for sure. It's change. Philippians, we're told to think only on right things. We fear to change the way we think because we're so used to thinking the way we've always thought. You may even think right now that you can never change. And I'm here to tell you that yes, you can. Because Philippians tells us we can change our thinking by thinking excellent thoughts. Man, I'm spitting a lot. Sorry for the front row. I'm sorry. Towels. You got to realize that your mind is where the battle is going to be as you walk through change, as God takes you deeper into changing who you are. That's where you're either going to win or you're going to lose your war with Satan. He puts wrong things in our minds, and if we choose to get rid of those negative thoughts or we're too tired to think right things that aren't there in the first place, we'll have no hope of removing the fear in our life. This morning, God can change you. In fact, He is. God will change your life. He will take you on paths you never thought possible before. But the question is, will you let Him? Are you willing to go to new heights with the Lord? Are you willing to trust God with your life? Now that means change for you. Are you willing to change into the person that God wants you to be? Or are you afraid? My Bible says, fear not. Don't be afraid any longer. Stop letting fear paralyze you from doing what God wants to do with your life. Are you afraid of letting Him control your life? Let go of that control this morning and let God look after your life. You are never going to change. You will always be in the same miserable state you are in if you're going to be afraid of change. Well, I don't like. Well, I never can. Well, I'm just not able to accept. Well, that's a problem. You see? We become so eye-oriented in the decisions we make every day because we're too afraid to change. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Say it with me. I will not fear. Change entering my life. Some of you went like this. I'm not saying that because I'd have to open my mouth and I'd have to change. I'm not. Ain't going to do that this morning. We don't do that in church. We don't talk openly like that. Never have, never will. Embracing change reduces your fear. Embracing change releases your faith. The writer is saying, no matter what you are going through, know that God is walking along with you. Usually during those really dark moments, during those really turbulent times, our faith strengthens. We pray more. We definitely do. God, oh God, please help me. I'm really stressed right now. I can't get through this. Oh God, I got this big business meeting. How am I going to get through it? God, I need you. Oh Lord, I'm really feeling miserable today. My health is horrible. I need you, God. I need you. Those are the times where we pray more. And we also know that people are praying for us because we always call them up. Can you pray for me? I'm really in a dark time. I'll be praying for you. And somehow we know God is right there. During those moments of change in our life, our faith can be released. It can be released. I mean, what does it say to the world that we believe in the power of God, we believe in the wonderful working miracle of God, that God gave his son, died for you, rose again, he's so powerful, he rose from the dead, we believe that, we have no problem saying that, we have absolutely no problem knowing and understanding that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Then something happens in our life. Finances turn sour. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Child is moving up and going to move out of our house. What? What? What am I going to do? I can't. Spouse, poor health. Oh. Jobs on the line. House is on the line. The family's on the line. Church isn't the way it used to be. At what point did we stop believing in the power of the resurrection? At what point did we start not believing God anymore? We're commanded to be change agents in the world. Agents of change. But I believe we get so weighed down, so burdened, the enemy gets us where he wants us, we're so frustrated with everybody else because we don't want to change. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Why? How could that be? For I, in the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Your Savior. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. God promises that. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned. A promise of God. When did we stop believing God enough to know that he cares that much for us? What does it say when we have our little bumper sticker, a little fish symbol on our car window, or a big rhinestone Jesus pin, our Bible attached to our hip like a six-shooter, but our life's a mess? What does it say when we're walking time bombs, I'm willing to embrace change? God is deeper and more creative than you can ever imagine. And he created us differently. He processed life differently. He's a change agent. And if you don't believe that God is the change agent, then more than likely you're a person who despises change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love for you never changes. His power never changes. His grace never changes. But his creative expression of a sunset does. He creates the most amazing rainbows. He sets the clouds in place. He thrashes thunder in incredible ways. His sky is unattainable. His meadows irreplaceable. His flowers impeccable. He is bigger than global warming. He's more powerful than the ozone. And he's the only one who can rescue a person from the lethargy of an unchanged life. Why are we so afraid to live life full? Because we don't like change. We want things done the way we want it done. And my Bible says that once you release the control that you want on your life, that's the moment that you begin living life. People don't mind change. They mind being changed. Are you ready to live life for change? I want you to look quickly at verse 4. I left it to the very end because I want you to see it. I think that you should write this down and you should nail it to your fridge. I say nail it because most of us put magnets and they fall off and this disappears. Verse 4 of Isaiah 43. Since, now I want you to close your eyes for a moment. I want you to close your eyes. Everyone here. And I want you to listen to these words. I want you to listen to these words, and I want you to imagine for one moment that Jesus is whispering this in your ear. All right? Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, and people in exchange for you. For your life. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you have a choice. You can feed your fears, or you can starve them. Both fear and faith will be with you every minute of every day. But the emotion that you continually act upon, the one you feed, will dominate your life. It will either be fear or it will be faith. And maybe now you understand that you will not be forgotten by God. Maybe now in some way today you've seen and heard and understood that in order to live life, you've got a daily change if you want to live life to the fullest. Maybe today you've understood you don't need to be afraid because God is with you, that you are precious, that you're honored in his sight. And he says, I love you. I love you. Don't be afraid anymore, because I'm with you as you change. Maybe God is trying to take you deeper and you're holding back. You're saying, I don't like this. I want it this way. And God will fight you on that. Because he knows what's best for you. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you need to say, God, I've been resisting change. I wanted things done my own way. I'm happier when they are. But maybe, God, now I understand how much love you have for me, that you're not content with me just staying the way I am. And I'll let go, God. And I'll let your spirit work within me. And invite your spirit, Lord Jesus, to well up inside of me and to change me in the person I need to be. If you're willing to say that today while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I'm going to ask you to just raise your hand. If you're willing to say that, just raise your hand. Lord bless you, 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 Lord bless you. Lord bless you, Lord bless you, Lord bless you. God sees all those hands. Lord bless you, Lord bless you. God sees those hands. Lord bless you, Lord bless you. God, we can only imagine those first disciples giving everything up, all their possessions, their livelihood, where they lived. I'm sure even family dynamics were different. They gave it all up to follow you. Lord, each day some kind of change occurred and they saw miracles. Lord, they saw signs and wonders. There were moments where I'm sure, God, they questioned. We know they did. There were times they doubted. And then you spoke of what was going to happen. The cross. Your death. That you would leave them. But you'd come again. You'd send the helper. Lord, in that moment of despair, we can easily recognize, because we have felt that same way many times in our life. Today, Lord, we cry out for your resurrection. Because, Lord, we need to be resurrected as a people. Every day, as change imposes on us, every day it reminds us that we're not walking alone, that you're there beside us, saying how precious we are, and how much you love us. So we have no need to be afraid, because you are with us. And that we take with us today, God, in this moment of Lent, as we look to the resurrection. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for allowing change in our life. For changing us. We give all the glory and the honor to you. And all God's people said, Amen.